Well, I think it's great going against somebody different. You get to go against different players, different schemes. I thought our offense stunk today. I thought their defense totally kicked our butt. I couldn't see what was going on the other side of the field. So we'll learn from the film. I think it'll be some good things to see. Hopefully we come out and do a better job tomorrow from a player standpoint of doing our jobs and executing. But I think there'll be some benefit for it. They're a 3-4 defense. They got some great, you know, defensive players, and you know, play a lot of different coverages. Romeo Crennel is one of the best, you know, coaches out there. So overall, it'll be a good week for us. But we got to do better than we did today on offense.
What makes you so frustrated?
Were you watching? Bad.
Was it intensity? Did they bring it?
I thought they executed better than we did. You know, just thought the. You know, I can't say, I don't know what that, you know, what that word is or adjective it was, but just thought they just did their jobs a lot better than we did on offense. I couldn't see the other side of the ball, but that's all I was kind of worried about.
From a preparation standpoint for this offense, could you have written a better script for the preseason facing three?
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, it's good. We've played two physical games against two physical teams, and this will be a great week of work against physical defense as well. And, you know, Saturday, you know, the game will be a good work. It's a good team to play in your third game. You'll play the most. And like I said, you know, they give you looks versus the 3-4 on certain downs, and then looks versus, you know, four down, and, you know, have all the different, you know, blitzes and coverages as well. And then, you know, to go against their, you know, their good personnel, especially up front, it's a good challenge.
Is there anything you hope to get out of this final dress rehearsal?
Well, I think it's always nice for, you know, for your young players to see different defenses. You know, you like to see as many things as you possibly can before you get to the regular season. You can't see it all, but this is a great way to get exposed to some different defenses and different situations, different blitzes, and what the adjustments are. And then, you know, trying to get on the same page with, you know, some of your new guys. And need to get Emmanuel out there practicing to get him on the same page with him as well. So hopefully he can be out there tomorrow.
Hey, how imposing is that defensive line, Clowney and J.J. Watt?
They're an excellent, you know, J.J. Watt. I can't speak for Clowney, you know, just, you know, and really started in his NFL career yet, but played against Watt a number of times. He is a, you know, you combine that kind of ability with his work ethic. That's why he's such a special player as well. And, you know, obviously Clowney appears to be one heck of a talent.
You saw Clowney briefly, but did he set himself apart at all today?
I didn't. I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. I'm sure if you ask Clady or some of those guys, they could probably give you a better evaluation.
Peyton, after the first two preseason games, the one concern might have been that you guys were too ready, too early. I guess you're saying after today that.
Yeah, I think that was that story ought to die pretty quickly after today's performance out there on whatever that is, field two over there. Yeah, kill that one.
So are you guys behind schedule then, would you say, or right where you want to be, or do you even measure like that, Peyton?
Yeah, no, I think you try to get what we talk about, just kind of focusing on the now, you know, and, you know, Sunday's game is behind us, and, you know, we don't play these guys till Saturday. We got, you know, two more practices against these guys, so I need to study the film and, you know, study our playbooks, be on top of our assignments, and hopefully have a little better showing tomorrow.
Certainly sounds like you're saying this is a beneficial situation. It seems like maybe a trend in the league to do more and more of these type things.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it's a good idea. I've done it a couple of times before when I played in Indianapolis. I've always thought there was benefit from it. Like I said, just the different schemes that you see, different techniques, you know, for the guys up front, you know, Orlando and, you know, Chris Clark and Clady, Vasquez and Manny. I know it's great work for those guys, especially when we put on the pads, you know, tomorrow, get more of a real look in person as far as with the pads. And, you know, receivers benefiting from going against different corners every day. I think there's real benefit.
How do you feel about the running back position compared to your first 2 years here,
Pete? That's hard to compare. Certainly Monte, he's chomping at the bit to get back out there. He's doing everything he can. Doing the walkthroughs and the individual drills without the contact, and so, you know, as soon as he gets any kind of green light, he'll be out there. But you know, with him being out, a number of guys have taken advantage of the opportunities. You know, I thought Ronnie and CJ have really done some good things out here in practice and in both games, and some of the young guys have gotten an opportunity. This is a big week for a lot of guys. You know, I know coaches are evaluating, and, you know, tough decisions have to be made. So, you know, you pull for all those guys to have a chance to make this team. And when all those guys have been called on, you know, to have an opportunity, Brendan, Juwan, Capri, those guys have done some good things.
Hey, Peyton, I'm wondering how much of your harsh assessment of the performance of the team is motivated to say, hey, let's not think the first two preseason games and let's not feel how good we are and we've got so much play little mind games with the team.
I don't know if I'm that smart, Sal. I just, you know, I kind of call it like I see it. You know, when you have a you know, pretty below average practice, you know, I think you got to call it a below average practice. So I think this team does a pretty good job of staying pretty even keeled. I don't think anybody is overly excited about, you know, beating a San Francisco team that didn't have Justin Smith, Patrick Willis, that didn't blitz us one time, and, you know, looked like they were kind of, you know, playing pretty vanilla schemes. And so I think we have a pretty humble attitude about that. They will be a different animal when we play those guys in the regular season, trust me. So, but we did make some strides last week. We focused on some things that we wanted to improve on. I think we did improve on those things during the week of practice, and we put those to use during the game. So hopefully we can do that again this week. And, you know, we got to get better. We got to be better tomorrow than we were today, and hopefully, you know, be even better on Saturday than we were, you know, last week.
Do you feel that you were poorly prepared coming into today's practice as a team?
Well, we played Sunday. We were off yesterday. You know, I don't know, there's a ton of preparation for this practice, you know. So that was just kind of the way that, you know, with the game Sunday, the schedule just didn't allow us a lot of time. But, you know, just didn't execute well.
How much more playing time would you want to see in the next two preseason
games? Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm kind of up for whatever, you know, the coaches make those decisions, and they have good reasons for it. So I think we've played a little bit more in the first two games than maybe they, you know, expected, just because of the repetitions and the way the plays and the games flowed. So however long they want to put me in there, you know, I'll stay in there. I know they got a lot of decisions to make and a lot of evaluations to make as well. So I think, you know, the work this week against these guys, you know, may weigh in, you know, to how much, you know, certain guys play in the game on Saturday. So that's why I think, you know, this is beneficial going against these guys.
Thanks, Peyton.
Okay, thank you.